Hello and welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to talk about this week is, it's kind of subtle and it's something that usually isn't brought up when it comes to weight loss, but throughout this training series, I will regularly go into some of the fears that people experience on an unconscious level that sometimes prevent them from getting the results that they want. So what I want to talk about today is kind of a two-part thing. One is, when you have people around you that are not supporting you, right, that are secretly or unconsciously trying to sabotage your success. Now, I want to talk about those people and how to deal with it in the best way possible, but on the flip side, I also want you to become more sensitive to how your weight loss is going to impact these people, all right? These are things I think it's very valuable to take into account. Now, you may take them into account, they may not apply to you, right? You may be a person who has very, very supportive people around you. All right? And that you becoming successful and changing your body and becoming more confident is only going to make them feel even better. And they'll be very supportive of that. But very often what happens is, in our lives, we get comfortable. Okay? We get used to how it is. Right? We know people and we can expect, you know, how it's going to be. And so as soon as you decide to lose weight, you are dramatically changing that. Okay? Not only because of how it's going to be when your body begins to transform. That's one part. But the other part is that you're going to change the interactions you have with these people most likely. Because oftentimes we bond over food. Or we bond over commiserating about how difficult it can be to lose weight. Now, if you become successful losing weight, if you become successful in eating better, exercising more, you're not going to be able to keep complaining about how hard it is to stay on a diet and to stick to a plan. And what that's going to do is it's going to change the conversation that you've had with friends or family or spouses sometimes. Okay? So how do you deal with this? I think first you have to recognize that aspect of it. And again, on a conscious level, everyone wants to succeed. You want to succeed. There's no reason why you wouldn't. On an unconscious level, there are a lot of reasons. Right? And this is really, when I work one-on-one with people, this is a good part of what I do is find these unconscious reasons that we sabotage ourselves. So let's start here. If you find someone is sabotaging you, right, you recognize this. The first thing you want to do is you want to get better at being able to communicate what you're looking to accomplish and at the same time make them feel better. Okay, so in a sense, you have to take more of the responsibility on yourself. All right, so it's not necessarily easy. We always want the other person to change. But in this case, what I'm going to suggest to you is that you take the responsibility and make these people feel better. Okay? Now, this is especially important if you are in a, you know, if you're in a romantic relationship with someone, because oftentimes if you start making that shift, they might start to get insecure, or jealous, or nervous, right? That you're going to go out and, you know, have some extramarital affair or extra relationship affair or something like that. And so it's up to you as the person who's changing to make them feel better. To let them know that this isn't about, you know, looking for, you know, other romantic partners, but it's about feeling better about yourself, feeling more alive, feeling more energy, and being a better, you know, spouse to that person, or a better partner to that person. Okay, so again, making them feel better. And I think if you go about it this way, instead of saying, hey, you should support me, right, you take it upon yourself and make them feel comfortable, make them understand that what you're doing in your mind, you're doing to help your relationship with them. Okay. If you do that, what you may find happening, and definitely the chance of this goes way up, is that they may become a lot more supportive, and they may join you. And I got to say, you can always do it by yourself. Okay, I've seen lots of people do that. But it's always easier when you, in the person that you spend a lot of your time with, or people that you spend a lot of your time with, when they go down the same path. Okay, it becomes a lot easier. And if you do this, and you make them feel good, and you make this whole process one that's positive in every way, right? Not just that you're losing weight, but then emotionally, mentally, you're starting to wake up. You're starting to get more in tune with your body. You're starting to be able to handle your emotions better. People are going to look to you as a role model, and they will start to walk down that path as well, all right? So that's what I would suggest to you. You have friends that maybe you know, used to go out and eat dessert with and commiserate about how hard it is to lose weight. Again, this process of losing weight is going to impact that. But it doesn't have to be bad, okay? And the way around that is to express to them and communicate to them that, again, you can still go out with them, you can still have a relationship with them, but you want to change this aspect of your life, okay? Because you know you can do so much more. You know you can feel so much better. But at the same time, letting them know that your relationship, that relationship is still extremely important to you, okay? And that your weight loss and your health is not going to, you know, your improved weight loss and health is not going to impact that, okay? Now, the truth is that it is going to impact it, all right? But if you're both on the same page and you kind of acknowledge it, you're going to find that a lot of times you're going to be able to move through it. But it is something to consider, okay? It is something. And a lot of times people don't consider it, and they don't think about it and don't plan for it, and it ends up unconsciously, unknowingly sabotaging their success, okay? So become aware of this level, that when you're changing, your behaviors have an impact on the relationships you have with other people, okay? And acknowledge that and communicate with them. Now, if you have a person who just is not hearing it, okay, you have to make a decision. You have to clearly draw out what you are willing to do for this person and what you're not willing to do. To have a relationship where it's destroying your health, your confidence, your emotional well-being is not worth it to you, okay? You can still have these relationships, but you need to draw a line with what you're not going to be willing to do, okay? And that's how you need to articulate it to these people. And I don't want to make it sound nefarious, like this is a bad thing, but occasionally you will find people that are there to sabotage you, that just aren't willing to communicate with you and help you get to what you want, okay? And a lot of times it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with their own insecurities, and the fact that you're doing well now kind of reflects on them. It makes them think about themselves. I mean, this is very common. If this happens, you have to recognize it. You have to, I believe. Okay? And you have to come up with a strategy of how you're going to deal with it. Maybe you won't talk about your weight loss and your new eating patterns with them, right? Because maybe it just brings up a whole bad conversation, okay? The point is this, that you want to become aware of where you do have people that aren't supporting you. If you can talk to them, talk to them. Get them on board with you. That's the best thing. But if they are not going to get on board, if they're not going to support you, okay? You need to recognize that and set some boundaries of how much you're going to allow them to influence you. And all the while, you can even set these boundaries, and at the same time, through this process, you can continually put their mind at ease, make them feel better. You don't have to do it through weight loss. You can just say, let's go do something today. You know, let's go spend some time together. I really value our friendship, our relationship, and let's go do something today fun, okay? But you need to intentionally, if it was a relationship based around food or complaining about weight or exercising, is you need to start finding some new things to bond over. Okay, you owe it to yourself. And these aren't necessarily easy questions and easy things to deal with, but they're essential. They're essential. You can't ignore them, I believe. Okay? Especially if they're regular occurrences in your life, right? Regular communications with these people. You need to deal with it. And you can do it by creating boundaries. And even though it may be a little bit uncomfortable initially, what's going to happen, what I've seen when people do this, is eventually, almost even the worst case scenarios, the person almost always ends up at least having a level of respect, and they just deal with it. They accept it at a certain point, okay? But it's up to you to be strong, all right? And again, it's a weird thing, right? Because sometimes people always talk about, well, can I keep eating well? Can I keep getting myself to go to the gym? But I'm telling you, this is one of those little side things that the people in your life, the relationships you have, this process is going to affect them. Okay, it is absolutely going to affect them. It's up to you to find out the most important relationships in your life and figure out how it's going to affect these people in a good and a bad way. Okay, again, romantic relationships, it's very, very common that as soon as someone starts to get some success, the other person sees and starts getting a little nervous sometimes. Right? If that's the case, again, deal with it. Deal with it. But don't let it go, don't let it be ignored. All right? And at the very least, don't just not think about it. Okay, think about it and come up with some strategies of how you can deal with this. Okay, and what you're going to find is, as you settle this down, again, what happens is you become more congruent. You're going to feel like, sometimes you feel party wants to do one thing, party wants to do another. What you want to get is all of you going in one direction, or most of you going in one direction. That's what's going to make these changes permanent. That's what's going to make them easier, okay, and automatic. And this is one of those areas that I want you to take a little bit of time and think about. Okay, so do that ideally right now, and I think you're going to learn a lot from that. And it can be a real eye-opening experience to go through how this weight loss is going to influence and affect those people that are closest to you, and how you're going to deal with that. the people that are going to unconsciously sabotage you, and how it's going to be when you ultimately get your success, how it's going to influence those relationships. All right? So do that. Have fun. I'll talk to you next week.